Greg Kelly, who's a super conservative political pundit, said the reason why your Achilles happened because you took ayahuasca.
What's that guy's name?
Greg Kelly.
Dipshit News.
Bob. Hey, hold on. There's another guy. What's the guy? Keith Olbermann said that because you're not vaxxed, that's why it happened.
Yeah, get your fifth booster, Keith.
I'd never been here in my entire life until Game Day was here a couple years ago, and we had the biggest crowd in the history of Game Day, and I didn't really make sense until you feel it. Football is radiating through these old-ass buildings. And I think if you say, go Irish! Be Hoosiers! They'll do that all night. Started with 133 teams vying for one of these coveted 12 spots for this 12-team playoff. And it came down to two teams in the great state of Indiana kicking this entire thing off. There's snow on the ground. There's a chill in the air. And there's a bunch of hoo, hoo, hoo.
That's a lot of them.
Because when you grow up in this state, the Hoosiers might be your basketball team, but Notre Dame has always been your football team. Until this year, Hoosiers said, get the Catholic school kids out of our house. We're Hoosier fans now, because Kurt Cignetti has a team full of rubies that have gone on a magical run, and I am so honored to be here. The best year of college football that it's ever had is about to have the greatest playoff it's ever had, and it all starts right here in front of Touchdown Jesus and his beautiful Irish people. It's an honor to be here. This is Indiana Jones, the great Kirk Herbstreit's been on 14 planes.
I think around half of the first round picks have not signed whatever the number is, and they're all participating. Everything's fine. Everything's fine.
Maybe had the mocktail. Yeah, I got it.
Okay, we're all good. We're back.
So they stopped the tush push. How do you change that? Well, let's get them on their heels a little bit. We can't have them guessing the snap count. So we do a couple hard. Well, he's gonna jump all over top. Then the ref would come out and say, "Hey, if he does it again, this could be a personal foul. We're gonna have to do this entire song and dance again." There's offside. Then Hockey Lee would come out and say,
"Washington has been advised that at some point the referee can award a score if this type of behavior happens again." For now, it's a replay of second down.
If you keep doing this garbage, and we know it's half the distance to the goal, you keep trying to guess the snap count, jump off sides, we can just award a score, which we hope he would give the touchdown to Nick Sirianni. Yeah. So then Sirianni could get out there and spike it all. But it's one of these things where immediately the reaction from the fans is, we can't stop something, we try to stop something, now the ref's going to force it to happen. It's like, I understand where you're coming from, but you can't just be hopping up over the line of scrimmage before the ball snaps. He kicked Jurgens in the back of the head like two, three different times. I love the Polamalu move. I love what LeVar Arrington used to do. I love whenever players are able to time it up, but I also appreciate the fact that Kelly Moe and Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts said, all right, we got to slow down this defense a little bit. Let's keep them guessing. Let's do a hard count, and it worked out perfectly. Everything the Eagles were seemingly doing yesterday was working. Do you know what a bison is?
I sure do. Eat them all the time.
Do you know what a buffalo looks like?
I sure do.
What are the differences?
I don't know.
Okay, so you don't know
shit. I mean, I know. You asked if I knew what a buffalo looks like. I do.
What does it look like then?
The University of Colorado mascot, Ralphie.
No, so that's actually a bison.
Son of a bitch. Are you kidding me? That's illegal.
Yeah, that is a bison. That's like the Buffalo
Bills.
That's
false advertising.
More buffaloes have these things here.
Well, that's a water buffalo.
Bingo.
What's a regular buffalo?
So,
good question.
That's just what it is. Everything we've been calling a buffalo is actually a bison.
North Dakota State should take Colorado's mascot to
North Dakota State is the bison, yeah.
What the hell should be running around Folsom Field?
For a buffalo?
Yeah.
One of these things.
That's a water buffalo. They're not called the water buffaloes.
That's what a buffalo is.
So there's no regular buffalo.
No, it's a bison. Everything we've thought has been a buffalo has been a bison our entire life.